How do we use words? Do we use them to tell people we care about them? That we love them? Do we use our words to comfort, to heal? Do we use them to hurt, or to belittle, or to put down? I think we all use words in these ways at various times, sometimes carefully, sometimes without thinking, sometimes without realizing the effect our words might have on someone else. The casual remark that we thought was funny, which landed in some way that someone felt as a stinging criticism, or the off-the-cuff comment that someone took to heart and it made their day. We have great power in our words. Our forebears in faith understood the power of words. In the Jewish tradition from which the Christian church evolved, the whole of creation in the original creation myth, which opens the book we call Genesis, is when God speaks the words, "Let there be." Let there be light, dry ground, sea and sky, plants, sun, moon and stars, animals and finally humans. The word of God is a creative word, a powerful word, a word which achieves things. When God speaks a word, things happen. Whole worlds are created, new things come into being. In the ancient world also, the word someone speaks is considered to be a part of them, something that is part of their person, an expression of their very being. It is made up of breath and thought and intention, and as such is the deepest way of showing another who we are. More of that in a moment. Now, I have to branch off here just for a moment. There's been a lot of confusion in the church by using the title "The Word of God" only when we talk about our Bibles, the Holy Scriptures, as if the words in our holy book were dropped directly from heaven, dropped onto the page or spoken directly from up above, where apparently God lives. I don't think the Word of God is the best way of describing our holy book, which is much more words about God, a very human book, inspired, yes, but through story, myth, metaphor, and poetry seeks to wrestle with what it means to see God at work in human life, in human history, in the world which God has created. The Gospel of John, which we heard just a moment ago as I read the opening words for our reading set for tonight, offers us another, more accurate use of the word. It's not about any words on paper, or papyrus, or vellum, or whatever. It's about God speaking into being something completely different. It's about the way in which God's life and God's love and God's grace was spoken in the one that we call Jesus the Christ, known as God's Word made flesh. Now we could unpack that phrase at great length, and come to think of it, that's kind of what we do every week, Sunday by Sunday here at St. John's. But the metaphysics, the theology and the philosophy of who and what Jesus was and is, isn't what I want to think about this evening. I want us to think about the type of word that God speaks, which we celebrate at this Christmas time, and what the Word of God does within us, to us, and around us. So what word is God speaking to the world in the person of Jesus Christ? If, as our forebears in faith believed, a word is indeed an expression of someone's deepest being, what is God saying to the world in Jesus Christ, the Word of God our Gospel refers to? God is speaking, above all, a word of love. A word which says, "I see you. I want to be with you and reach out to you." In Jesus, we see a God who makes himself vulnerable and open to humanity by taking on human form as an infant, and who grows to share God's life with the world in his words and his actions. Later on in the Gospel of St. John, there is the most famous verse in our scriptures, the one that goes up behind every goal in every football game. John 3:16. God so loved the world that they gave their only begotten Son. God's creative, powerful word is more than anything else a word of love for creation, a word which reaches out to all creation and embraces it with grace. God's word is a word of justice and equity, where all are welcomed into God's plan of a world of healing, faith, and hope. What the Hebrew scripture and Jesus himself calls the kingdom of God. It's a world where the outcasts, such as shepherds, the ones who are on the margins of society, are privileged with the message of angels and welcomed to the crib of the newborn Christ. It's a world where the stranger, the astrologers from far-off lands, interpret the signs and are welcomed to worship the Christ they are drawn to. It's a word that is open to all and welcomes all regardless of status, race, culture, gender, sexuality, age, or background. God's word is a word of healing, as we will see and hear in the life of Jesus, who touches the untouchable, who makes the blind see, and even brings new life to the dead. God's word is a word of welcome, shown in the Jesus who eats and drinks with those who are called sinners by the religious leaders of his time. The Jesus who heals the servant of one of the occupying army of the Roman Empire. The Jesus who calls a much despised and corrupt tax official to share a meal and who transforms this man through love and acceptance. God's word is a word of revolution, standing up for the disenfranchised, criticizing both the power of empire and the power of religious leaders who use their position to shore up their own sense of self-importance and control. It resists the use of force or violence and yet stands firm for justice and peace. God's word is a word of new life, of life from death, of hope for the hopeless, of the possibility of renewal, healing, hope, and grace. All of this we see in the life of Jesus. In his stories, in his teachings, in the way he encounters those he meets, in his death, and in the new life of resurrection we will proclaim at Easter time. All of this is what we celebrate in this word of life. The one who comes naked and vulnerable as a baby this Christmas time, as we remember the stories of our faith which remind us that God's word is above all that word which is the deepest expression of God's love for each of us. May you hear that word of love, that you are beloved this Christmas time and always, and a very Merry Christmas to you all. Amen.